fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the first day of April. The prep tip of the day is to read the following book, World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. You'll find the protocols to not get cancer in there. And this is Firearms Money with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Yes, they have a website. Here it is, twice slowly. freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Even as telephone, he'll answer it beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, order a custom rifle built, just give him a call at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, it's the 1st of April. We're in the 4th month of the year already, aren't we?
Amazing how time flies.
It is. And here we are. We have some classes scheduled. Do we have the complete training schedule for Freedom Center?
I don't have it up on the website yet. We're still kicking some things back and forth between the instructors on certain days, so I haven't posted anything yet.
Okay.
But I should have that. I should have that next Monday for sure.
Well, it should be up there. Well, a week from today, hopefully, we'll be able to have that posted. In the meantime, what classes are there available that people could sign up
well,
for?
Well, we have a basic rifle and pistol class, the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of April. That's coming up here in a couple of days. And then we have the urban vehicle tactical class. That's the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of April. Then we have a stop the bleed class on the 18th of April, and then a combat medic level 1 course the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st.
All right. And we got about how many slots open in those classes, sir?
We're just about full in the basic class. We may have one slot open. If you've got all your gear that you need, we could probably get you in that class. We've got 3 slots open in the urban vehicle class, and we've got 4 slots open in the combat medic course.
All right, all right. Well, these are life-saving classes, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, it's a it's a big deal to get through the four classes that we have in April. Is a life-changing thing. I mean, just the first class is life-changing, I'll be honest. But to be able to, in the first class, you're learning how to handle a weapon with no wasted movement. We make you accurate. We make you fast. The second class, we teach you how to use cover. We teach you how to recognize the sounds of weapons being shot at you. We teach you how to defend yourself while you're in your car. A whole bunch of things are taught in that second class that make you much harder to kill. You're basically learning how to win a gunfight. And in the third class, the Stop the Bleed class, you're learning how to use tourniquets, X-Stats, things that can save someone else's life or even your own. If you're smart enough to carry a tourniquet on you, and a lot of people are, they have them in their car, or they have them in a shirt pocket, they have them in a back pocket in their BDUs, that's a big deal to have a tourniquet, because when blood is leaving the body, when a human being is bleeding, the life of that person is leaving their body at whatever rate that blood is exiting their body. And learning how to stop that in its tracks. Our combat medic guys, they can throw a tourniquet on, have it full tight, and the bleeding stopped in 12 seconds.
It takes a lot of practice and training to be able to do that, doesn't it, sir?
Well, it doesn't just take practice. It takes preparation, and it takes knowing the right way to do it. So we recommend, like, our instructors carry three tourniquets on their body, three different types of tourniquets.
Really?
And then we have a fourth type of tourniquet in a first aid kit on the range. And so we use these tourniquets depending on where the bleeding is. So one type of tourniquet we carry is pre-looped, and it's basically for the arm. And if you have to put a tourniquet on your own arm, it's set up to make that very easy to do, so you can put a tourniquet on yourself. The second type of tourniquet is a little wider, and it is, if the first tourniquet doesn't completely stop the bleeding, it only slows it down 90%. And you throw a second tourniquet on that's a little wider, you can tighten it down a little more, and it won't damage the artery. And then the third type of tourniquet that we carry is a wider tourniquet. It's even 3 inches wide, and that's to go high on the leg. And we've learned from research that the wider the tourniquet is, the tighter you can tighten the tourniquet and not damage any arteries. And so there's different tourniquets that work in different scenarios. The fourth tourniquet, which is in a first aid kit, is large enough, and it's a ratcheting type tourniquet that will actually close the pelvic girdle. And it goes around your pelvis. And it's an amazing tool. If someone is bleeding from the gut area, think from the belly button and down. A lot of people don't know this, but and I'll ask you a question, John. Let's say the average person has 7 pints of blood in their body, the average adult male. How many of those 7 pints can bleed into the pelvic area? How much room is there down there? Do you know?
Oh, just a guess, maybe half.
All of it.
All of it, okay.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. If you have damage in the pelvis area, you can lose all your blood into your pelvic area with nothing spilling out on the ground. Internal
Amazing.
Bleeding, right?
Amazing.
So to have this wider, longer tourniquet that goes around the pelvis and you can close that off. And the other thing you can do with that pelvic tourniquet is you can take an object, like maybe an ammo box or a pair of binoculars or something that's round and fairly stout, even a coffee cup. And you can place a coffee cup on the artery in the pelvic area and tighten that pelvic girdle down, and you can dramatically slow the bleeding in areas that are high on the leg. And you can slow the bleed. But these techniques that you learn in these classes, they're incredibly valuable. But also learning about the tools. Because there are modern tools out there that work quite a bit better and quite a bit faster than what you can usually improvise.
Well, these are all very well-tested life-saving measures, aren't they?
Absolutely. And they work. That, you know, that's the thing. You see them work one time and you realize what a gift it is to have the knowledge and the tools to save someone's life. It's a wonderful thing.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, question or comment? This is Firearms Monday. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, these various state legislatures are in session. Anything going on we need to be aware of, sir?
Well, there were some anti-gun bills in Missouri that were being shut down, as far as I know. There's a lot going on around the country. These legislatures in session, there's magazine bans, there's ammunition bans, there's things going on in a lot of different states, particularly the liberal states. They're really trying to jump on this gun control thing before the November election. I wonder if they feel that things are going to go the other way soon. The problem is you never see a lot of these bogus legislations overturned. The best thing to do is to stop them and not let them get passed into law in the first place.
That's right. That's right. People need to be aware of what's going on so they don't get blindsided on this, don't they?
Absolutely. So did you see this story about the El Paso judge in Texas?
I don't think so. Tell us about it.
On Easter Sunday, El Paso magistrate Judge Humberto Acosta. No, this guy's not tied to a drug cartel. Don't even think that for a second. Ordered the release of a large group of illegal immigrants who participated in violence against National Guard troops along the Rio Grande and stormed the border. The incident, which took place on March 21st, has been described by authorities as a border riot, during which illegal immigrants, predominantly men from Venezuela, overwhelmed security measures and clashed with the National Guard forces. So we have an American judge now ordering the release of these criminals. It's unbelievable. The Gateway Pundit reports that hundreds of illegal aliens from Central America, Colombia, Africa, and Venezuela made a rush for the border in El Paso, Texas, after they were pushed south of the concertina wire in the middle of the night by the National Guard.
Amazing. Amazing.
And there's a video. Go to the Gateway Pundit. You can watch the video. It's unbelievable. And you know, the really scary part of all this to me is not that we have people coming in from other countries that want to live in America. That doesn't scare me near as much as people changing or attempting to change the definition of the word illegal.
Right, right.
If you come from another country to America, you are by definition an alien.
That's right.
If you don't follow our immigration process, you are by definition an illegal alien. Okay? There's no way around that. One of the things that I think evil does historically is they like to change the definition of words. What is illegal? What is an alien? What is your rights as a human? You know, they try to change the definition of things.
Right, right.
And I've noticed that even to the point, and you can go to Hitler, you can go back farther than Hitler, but what's the definition of human? I mean, what did Hitler try to do? Successfully, Hitler convinced either people to jump on board or to be silent about the fact that his assertion that Jewish people were not fully human. They didn't deserve life. And how many went to the gas chambers? How many of them were executed in their homes by Hitler's men? I mean, this sort of thing, you know, changing the definition of words is a grand tool of evil forces. And I fight that at every turn.
It's an ongoing fight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a perpetual battle between good and evil. And you look at what happened in Ferguson in 2014. They were trying to the police.
Tell us about it.
Well, I can tell you this. What I witnessed firsthand for 3.5 weeks in Ferguson, the media put forth the lie. This was the lie that there were two groups doing battle in Ferguson, that there was the police and there were the protesters. That's not what I saw. I saw at least four groups, maybe five. I saw good policemen doing their jobs professionally, and I saw dirty cops doing dirty things. And I'm going to write about it in my book. I'm going to give the details. I'm going to spill the beans on all this.
All right. You're writing a book. Well, tell us about that.
I am absolutely writing a book about what really happened in Ferguson.
You have a working title?
I do have a working title. The Truth About the Ferguson Protests.
Outstanding. And, well, this is news to me. So have you got past the outline yet?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm into Chapter 7 right now.
All right.
What I saw were good policemen trying to do the right thing, and they were basically protecting the police station of Ferguson, the firehouse, a couple of sub-power stations, and City Hall.
Right.
They did not have the manpower or the wherewithal to protect the city, particularly on West Florissant and other pockets, from being burnt to the ground.
Well, that manpower was the National Guard, safely in the county seat, a number of miles away, weren't they?
Well, it's an interesting thing. There were three MP units deployed by the governor, supposedly deployed. The problem is one group was held at the airport. Another group was sent downtown to Clayton, and only one of the three MP units found their way into Ferguson in any significant manpower numbers. So I see the police and the government officials, considered police and National Guard, trying to do their job. And then I see other groups of police doing very illegal things. And then I see legitimate protesters that were protesting whatever their opinion was of the Michael Brown incident.
Right.
And most of them were wrong, let's be honest. There is some interesting facts that came out in a civil trial over the Michael Brown thing, not the criminal trial, but the civil trial. And I'm going to talk about those in my book. I don't want to get into that now. But I also saw, along with legitimate protesters, I saw violent looters, rioters, and arsonists using legitimate protesters as cover, trying to blend in.
We lost your audio there for about 10 seconds there. Yeah, we lost your audio for about 10 seconds there, Sam.
Can you hear me now?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay.
So I saw, other than good cops, illegal federal cops, and some other groups, I saw legitimate protesters. That would be the third group. And the fourth group I saw were arsonists and looters and criminals trying to masquerade as protesters, blend in with the protesters, and use the crowds as cover to do their criminal deeds. I also saw federal provocateurs, and I talk about this in my book. I was on a third story of the Savoy building, and I was looking down to the north, and an old sedan parked there, and I'll tell you what happened after the break.
Okay, we got a break coming up momentarily. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Easter sale of energy cleaners is in effect until midnight tonight. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. A video there will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. If you haven't watched this video, you really don't know how to. freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Okay, I think before the break we were talking about me being in Ferguson 2014.
Right.
On the tallest roof in the area, South Florissant Road. And car pulls up not 120 feet from the Savoy building, parks on a side road. And I instantly take my 20-power Steiner binoculars and I put it on this guy to see who's getting out of the car. And the guy opened the door of his car. As soon as he put it in park, he pops the door open. He pulls out of his jacket pocket his credentials. And they sort of flopped open as he pulled them out. And I could see a badge. I could see an ID card that said FBI on it.
Right.
He folds this up and he sticks it in the center console of his car.
Really?
Yeah. Then he gets out, takes his jacket off, puts a hoodie on. He's wearing jeans. Puts a hoodie on, try to make himself look like a thug. And then he grabs three right. water bottles. And he sticks them in the front pocket that's sewn on the front of his hoodie. Right. Stuffs them all in there. He starts walking south on South Florissant Road. Walks right past my building, right underneath me. And walks down to the crowd. There's probably 2,500 people gathered at the police station and firehouse on South Florissant. And now keep in mind, this is a legit FBI agent, supposedly. Right. And he walks to the back of the crowd, which is actually across the street. On its right, the crowd goes from onto the sidewalk where the police have a barricade and a line. It goes across that area, in spills out into South Florissant, and it's just filled with people in this sort of arch shape, half circle shape, all the way around the police station. And this guy walks to the back of the crowd, which is probably 10 feet across the street onto the land across the street from the police station. And he looks around, doesn't say much to anybody. I'm watching him the whole time now through high-powered optics, big spotting scope. And he's probably 140 yards to my south at this point. He's standing behind the crowd. And he reaches in, he pulls out two water bottles, and he heaves them over the crowd across the street at the policeman.
Really?
Yep, all three of them, one right after the other. And almost immediately you hear on a bullhorn, this is an illegal protest. Violence is not allowed at protests. Protests must be peaceful. This is an illegal protest. You must disperse. And the SWAT team and these cops come wading out into the street, and they grab like seven people and beat them down and cuff them and take them away. Now,
The FBI agent's beat down and taken away.
Oh, no, he's gone. No, he's gone. Grab him. The whole thing was orchestrated.
Right.
They wanted to break up the protest, so they had a federal provocateur come in and do something that supposedly gave them just cause to bust up the protest. Now, if that isn't a violation of people's constitutional rights at a peaceful protest, I don't know what is. And I witnessed the whole thing. And after the next break, I'll tell you the other side of the story.
We have a break. Looking forward to the other side of the story, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign. Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, listen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding to my COVID panel today with a very important story, 17 hours of video showing athletes and celebrities dying as they're doing their jobs. It's a very disturbing video, but that will be posted before the day is over in my COVID panel at thelibertyman.com. My Easter sale on energy cleaners in effect until midnight tonight, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Money with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Train USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. And we're about to get a further update on what happened in Ferguson. I did live updates with Sam during the Ferguson riots, and it was very important to get the word out. So let's continue with our update there, Sam.
Yeah, I think a great time to release the book will be on the 10th anniversary of the Ferguson violence, you know, right around Thanksgiving this year. So I just told a story about a federal provocateur doing illegal things. and violating the rights of the legitimate protesters that were in Ferguson. Now keep in mind, I am pro-cop, I am pro the law, I am pro-citizens and their rights. I am anti-criminal behavior, anti-arsonist, anti-violence, anti-acting like a thug and robbing a convenience store, right? So I'm all about God-given rights and moral behavior. Right. So, but if I see a policeman do something illegal, it's still an illegal act. It doesn't matter if he has a badge or blue pajamas. Okay, if I see a protester doing something illegal, they're a criminal as well. I don't care what label you put on someone when they break the law. They're still breaking the law. It's that simple. Now, just told a story about a dirty federal cop in Ferguson. I'm going to tell you something that I was an eyewitness to from the same position on top of the same building on the same night.
Okay.
So we're guarding. So South Florissant Road runs north and south.
Right.
Pretty long. It's more than 5-10 miles long. It's a long road, South Florissant. And the Ferguson Police Station, the Ferguson Firehouse, are right next to each other on the east side of South Florissant Road. And 100 yards to the north of there is back then you had an Aldi grocery store, you had a beauty supply shop on the east side, connected to a lawyer's office, connected to Natalie's Cakes and More, connected to a dentist's office, connected to Vo's Chinese Restaurant. And then north of that block of buildings where all of these businesses were located on the east side, north of there was a triangular parking lot, and then the trestle, the train station bridge, the train bridge where the tracks ran over the top of South Ferguson.
Right.
So between this block of buildings and the railroad tracks, you have this triangular parking lot and this little public park. So I'm on the west side on top of the Savoy building, and I am looking at the parking lot, this triangular parking lot north of all of these buildings that my men are on top of and they're guarding, protecting from arson. And I see a bunch of cars from Illinois and a couple of cars from Michigan park in this triangular parking lot. And these people gather in a group. Most of them had a little bit more melanin in their skin than the average white person. Has no consequence on their behavior, but it looked to me like they were Democrats. The way they were acting, the way they were moving, you know, the way it wasn't your typical conservative Republican group between the ages of, say, 18 and 25. And so about 12 to 15 of these people gather in a circle. And in the center of this circle is a rather large black woman, and she's wearing a blue jean jacket, but the sleeves are wrapped around her, the jacket's covering her hips and her butt, and the sleeves are tied together around her waist. So she's wearing the jacket tied around her waist. And I'm looking at this jacket, and I see that one of the cuffs of the jacket is cut. It's not sewn like a normal cuff on a jacket.
Right.
It's been cut off. And the other one's normal. And I'm like, is this a Michael Jackson thing? Are we going past the white glove? What's going on here? Right? So it made me curious. And keep in mind, I'm above these people, so I can see down into their crowd of 15 people. And this woman is in the very middle of this circle of people that are now walking slowly towards me, north to south, headed towards the police station. And these two guys get very close to this woman. One of them has a pair of scissors he pulls out of his pocket, and they're walking the whole time this is going on. The guy on her left has a plastic bag, and inside the plastic bag is it's a beer bottle. What's that popular Mexican in beer, a lot of people like to put lime in. Can't
Ghost of Case?
No, it's not that. Somebody will call in and tell us.
Yeah. And the clear bottle.
It's a clear bottle.
Right.
Looks
right.
Like it has beer in it. And so, but it's only half full of beer.
Right.
And so this guy cuts the other cuff off, cuts a strip off the other cuff, and the guy with the bottle hands the bottle to him, and he crams this cuff into the mouth of the bottle. And that's when I realized there was gasoline in the bottle. And while they're walking out in the open down South Florissant, they're assembling Molotov cocktails.
Oh, boy.
And this guy's using this cotton blue jean jacket and cutting strips off of it while they're winding them into the mouths of the bottles filled with gasoline.
Corona.
That's right. The one.
Yes, sir.
They were Corona labels on the bottle. That's right. How good right. A view I had of them
right.
With
right.
The binoculars. I could read the labels on the bottles. And so, of course, I called that into Unified Command. You know, dialed 911, said you've got a crowd coming down towards the firehouse and the police station, and they're making Molotovs while they're walking down the street. And this is what I mean by criminals masquerading as protesters.
Right.
These were arsonists. And the interesting thing is one of my guys got, we had Marines that were dressed as protesters that we had mixed into the crowd with GoPro cameras to film a lot of this stuff. And so, anyway, one of our Marines got to talk to one of the guys in the crowd that was making Molotovs. He chatted this guy up, and this guy showed him a check from a George Soros organization. He was being paid $1,600 a week to go down there and protest by one of Soros' organizations, except they weren't protesting. They were there to do arson.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And these are the kind of things you're going to read about in the book. It's not going to be, it's the cops against the protesters, poor Michael Brown or poor police officer. It's not that. It's going to be actual things I was an eyewitness to and things that my men saw and told me and the kind of the experience from a neutral party. And I think a lot of people will find this chilling. They'll find it quite revealing. And it's a testimony to how sick this country is and what kind of trouble we're in, both from a government and the moral framework of our citizens.
Well, the local newspaper, the Post-Dispatch, was a very liberal publication. They yep. started publishing the names and home at states of the people being arrested. And about 3 out of 100 were actually from Missouri. The other from other states, weren't they?
Yeah, they were paid by organizations owned or influenced heavily by George Soros. They were paid to be there. That's absolutely the truth. And I saw the checks. I saw the canceled checks. You know, or not the canceled checks. I saw the check stubs or the whole check with the check stub with the name of the organization and the name of the person being paid. I saw 3 of those while I was in Ferguson. Those guys were proud of it.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, I'm getting paid to be here.
Right, right.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Well, I interviewed you and I interviewed 3 other men that were on the scene there every day during both sets of riots. And between all those interviews, we got a pretty complete picture of what was going on there. I was protecting my mother-in-law's home who had, in Brentwood, they had related protesters a quarter mile east and a quarter mile west of her. Luckily, I didn't come down her residential street, but I was ready for them. It was an event that had worldwide attention, didn't it?
I did over 200 interviews with international media over the Ferguson incident.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yep, difficult times. And the governor of Missouri was in the Ferguson City Hall in contact with Obama, getting instructions every day as to what to do to make the protests worse, wasn't he?
Well, not only that, but when I said to one of the SWAT lieutenants for St. Louis County, who shall not remain nameless, good guy, his name's Lieutenant Hoots, I said to him, Hoots, you know what you guys are doing down here is illegal. You guys aren't staying in the bounds of the law. And he said to me, basically, he said, I got 5 years left to retirement. I got a house, a mortgage, and a family. I'm not losing my home, my wife, and my kids over this stupid crap in Ferguson.
Yeah,
that was his response to, you are breaking the law.
Right, right. Well, Sam, I got the same response when I was in the Green Berets at Fort Bragg from men who knew the war in Vietnam was an illegal and immoral war. And they basically said the same thing. I got responsibilities. I got a family. I got a mortgage. I got a pension to look forward to. I'm not going to screw it up by going public with what I know about that war. So a pension and a paycheck can be a very powerful motivator, can't it?
Well, that's actually the title to one of the chapters in the book is For Pension and Paycheck.
Yep.
And it's from that 60,000 foot view, it's very clear to me that the arguments about communism versus a republic versus a democracy versus an oligarchy, name any type of government you want, I don't care. No system of government can survive an immoral populace. So in other words, if you've got citizens and cops and government officials that have no moral framework, it really doesn't matter what system of government you have. It's going to collapse on itself because of the immorality of the people running it. It's not necessarily the structure of the system as much as it is the lack of morality of the people running the system.
Roger that. Roger that. Very true.
You know, that's something that we don't really talk a lot about. You know, do we have a republic, what we call a democratic republic? Yeah, that's supposed to be our form of government. But it's so corrupt now in the state houses and in the federal government that we really don't, as citizens, have representation anymore. Because the Speaker of the House and the head of the Senate control everything. If your political views don't align with the Speaker and the head of the Senate, you have no representation at all in government. It's a myth these days. And that's something that the American people have yet to come to grips with, is that the republic is gone. It's been usurped by centralization of power and no representation. And the functional side of that corruption is lost on the American people, and it needs to be understood and it needs to be fixed.
Well, we have an election coming up in a few months, and we have an opportunity nationwide to elect conservative Christian patriots at every level of government, don't we, sir?
The opportunity's there. The question is, can we have fair and free elections? And did we do our homework in putting good Christian conservative candidates on the ballot? And did we do our homework in electing sheriffs that will prosecute election fraud and secretaries of state that will get rid of computerized voting and vote counting machines and all of the tools of corruption that they use? You know, France got rid of all electronic and computerized voting machines and vote counting machines. Why did they do that? Because of the corruption that those tools allowed people to visit on their elections. That's why they did it. We should do the same thing. We got to go back to a paper ballot with a carbon copy so that the data resides with the voters. If we need to reconstitute the data, if there's a challenge to the integrity of the election at a given precinct, we can reconstitute the data because the people have control of the data, not the government. That's how we fix this.
Well, it needs to happen. Otherwise, we're going to lose this republic.
We basically, what I'm proposing, John, and what I've talked about for years on this show, is that we actually do, with the ballot, what our founding fathers did with the Second Amendment and guns. We make sure that the people have the power. That's what they were doing with the Second Amendment. They're making sure that the people were armed and that the people could deal with a tyrannical government. Now, we've got to do the same thing with elections. We've got to make sure that the people control the data of our elections so that we can do legitimate audits and root out any problems or any corruption. And if you don't elect a Secretary of State to your state that believes that, you're never going to have free and fair elections from this point on.
Well, we're certainly at a very crisis point, aren't we here, sir?
Absolutely.
Here's our break. Let's break this hour. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company! Well, fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Top of the hour, we're looking forward to a firearms tip of the week and also a equipment tip of the week. Let's continue, Sam.
I think we're talking about forms of government and morality and that sort of thing. And I think, you know, Republicans and conservatives are often really good at identifying problems. What they're not very good at is proposing solutions. And so what should be on your top 10 list of things to do? One is make sure you have food, water, ammunition, and the proper weapon systems. You need to be able to fight in the dark. You need to be able to defend your home in the dark. So tactical lights, thermal sights, suppressors, those are the main tools for fighting in the dark, right? You don't want any muzzle flash coming out of your weapon. That muzzle flash will get you killed. The wonderful thing about a properly designed suppressor is it kills all the muzzle flash. Makes your weapon very effective at night. Makes you hard to locate in the dark. That's an important thing. Food, water, ammo, these basic things. You need to have this stuff in the proper amount, in the proper, you know, you can't just have a box and a half of ammo. I had this kid tell me, I asked him, what are you going to do if things turn ugly? I said, well, you've got 40 guns. He was bragging about all the guns he collected, this 26-year-old kid.
Right.
And I said to him, what are you going to do if things get ugly here in this area? I said, what gun? You got 40 guns. I mean, that's a lot of guns. How do you know which one to pick up and fight with? He goes, I know. I said, well, which gun are you going to use? He goes, I've been deer hunting with my 30-06 for 15 years. I never missed a deer. I said, okay. How much ammo do you have for that 30-06? He goes, a ton. I go, well, how much is that? He goes, hell, I probably got a box and a half. I said, 30 rounds. Okay, son, you need some advice. Listen closely.
30 rounds.
Right? 30 rounds. I got a ton, man. I got a box and a half. I only need one to kill a deer. You know, I got a ton. You know, and these kind of false belief systems, like a 30-06 is a good weapon to defend a home with, or a box and a half of ammo is a ton of ammo that gives you the capability to defend your home and your community. These kinds of myths, these kinds of false belief systems are what's going to get you in trouble. Like, I can defend my home and my family effectively because I bought a gun. No, you can defend your home and your family effectively if you've bought training and know how to use it. And you have the proper type of gun. And you have the ability to see at night. And you have the ability to shoot without muzzle flash so you're not identified quickly at night and killed. I mean, the false belief systems are what get us killed. Like, I can drive drunk in the rain at 90 miles an hour on a Friday night and not hurt myself. This is how people die in accidents, DWI accidents, right? Because they have this false belief system that they can drink, and get in their car, and drive home, and they're somehow going to be safe. And it's the same thing with patriots. False belief systems will get you killed.
Absolutely. Here's our top of the hour break. Call number 512-248-8252.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.